It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa, or T-squared.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. See, it has been a while. You forgot your name.
Well, I think I've done both.
I just found a moth.
Moth on the table.
That had decided to end his days right here on our table.
At least he ended his days there.
Yeah. A nice, comfy table. Sorry.
That's okay. Where's my kitty cat when you need him?
He'll pop up eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's my little guy.
So you're back. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
Life has happened, and there's been some juggling. And have you moved to Fort Collins yet?
No, within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I will, for sure.
So what's that mean for the podcast?
Nothing.
Okay. I was waiting for the breakup conversation.
Oh, we're not.
Janet, it's been fun.
I'm not dumping,
I'm moving
Janet.
On. Yes. Yes. We are periscoping again this week, and so if you know what periscope is, every time we sit down to record, I am periscoping, as long as my co-host isn't Skype, because that looks weird, if someone were to view me talking to my phone.
Well, could be fun. You'd have to turn it a little bit.
Say hi to Periscope. But
hi, Periscope.
If you're a Periscoper.
Our followers, people, I don't know what you call you. Whatever.
They're awesome.
Okay.
They're awesome. So what's new with you outside of moving to Fort Collins?
Oh, just a lot of stuff.
Life is happening.
How's
the new place that you're working?
It's good. It's still a little slow, but it's actually the time of year where it kind of slows down just a tad. So it's okay.
Is that the time, like when school's ending?
When school's ending and graduation parties and, you know, people are just a little bit busy. So it happens. So, you know, and that is, it's a girl thing.
Right.
Also, I'm going to be opening a part-time spa up at Toby's Tattoo Studio in Fort Collins.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's going to be called TTS Spa. So
TTS Spa. Yeah. What's that stand for? Teresa Toby Spa?
Well,
Teresa Spa?
It actually falls
Teresa
under Toby's. I would like to say so, but since Toby and I have almost the same initials, it's more of a, it's actually Toby's.
Initials.
It falls under his veil. So, under his business veil. So
well, that's exciting. On top of your toxic twins.
Yes.
How's that going? How are the bands?
The bands are good. House of Lords just recorded Max Explosion, which, recorded theirs. Mm-hmm. And there's, we're in the middle of getting theirs out and sold and all that good stuff. And just a lot of things. There's been a few changes in my local bands, but that's okay. That's okay.
Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah.
Change is inevitable. Yeah.
Yes, it is inevitable. And in the rock and roll world, it is hugely inevitable. So, but that's okay.
Are they all drama queens?
No. Well, not House of Lords and Max Explosion.
Good.
No, they're wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful.
Well, you watch those movies like, what is it, Rock of Ages and what was that one? Rock something with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they're Mark Wahlberg. Like, yes. And they're all like drama queens.
Well, we've had some of that. Yes. Recently.
That happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Recently. So we kind of had to make a few changes that I can't announce quite yet, but we were making changes of some people.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be happening. Well, it's happening now. I just can't say anything yet. So.
And I got to meet the Mr. Teresa.
Yes, you did.
His name is Toby.
Toby Wallace.
He's very quiet.
Yeah, he is a little
to new
bit,
people,
but
I
we
bet.
Didn't. Yeah, to new people, but he's actually absolutely hysterical.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's got a great sense of humor. He's so funny.
He seemed very happy, and he seemed to really like you.
Yes.
So thumbs up for me, as long as you're happy.
Thumbs up for me. No, he's awesome. He's a keeper.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, let's jump into Woman Crush of the Week. You ready?
Yes.
You go first.
Maybe you should go first, actually.
The last time you made me do that, it was not good.
No, I didn't. Okay. No. This isn't. It's just mine's a little bit long.
Like, whoa, okay.
No, mine's just a little bit long, and there's some detail. There's quite a few details in it, so I kind of wanted to, you know, for you guys, I have to get it all pulled up on my...
Okay.
All right, Sprint phone, so because I want to read it so that I get all the facts absolutely correct on mine. So
perfect. Well, I will go first. Mine is again another Hollywood type, and she is in one of the movies that is pretty popping right now, Mad Max.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. I heard it's awesome.
Steve loved it. I've heard mixed reviews. I don't think it would be my jam, but her name, Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Well. I don't blame you there. She's amazing.
She is beautiful. She is talented. I remember watching her in Monster, which is probably one of her best movies acting-wise, because you're just like, is that really the same lady?
Oh, yeah. She gained some ungodly amount of weight and
just looked disgusting.
Which is crazy because she's so beautiful.
And the Dior commercials now where she's like on a silk or golden silk whatever that is, and it pulls her up to the sky. Have you seen those?
Yeah, and she's like 9 feet tall and
right.
Perfect body. And
did you know she was born in South Africa?
Yes, I did.
Okay, everyone knew this except me until I started researching. I was like, what?
Yep.
Yeah. She's best known for her roles in North Country and Monster, and she won an Academy Award for Monster.
Yeah.
She was born in Benoni, Transvaal, province in South Africa on August 7th, 1975. She first began appearing in films in the mid-1990s, establishing herself with roles in The Cider House Rules, The Devil's Advocate, and then she went on to be in Monster and North Country and Young Adult. I liked Young Adult. Did you see that movie?
I didn't see that one, but I'm a huge fan of Devil's Advocate because I like horror flicks and it was a good movie.
Yes, very, very good movie, that one.
So, and who can go wrong with Al Pacino? So that's just me.
Right, right. And she got her citizenship within the last few years, like 10 years when I say few. And she was in a long-term relationship with Stuart Townsend. They broke up, and now she has been linked to actor Sean Penn since 2014. She has an adopted son named Jackson, who she adopted in 2012. And I just think she's beautiful. She seems strong. She seems smart. And she is my woman crush of the week.
She's awesome. I really do think she's awesome because also when you listen to her talk and in interviews and everything, she's so intelligent. She really is. So
now who is your woman crush of the week?
Okay. My woman crush of the week is a woman. Woman named. Her name is Pamela Anduho. And she actually lives in California. She works in the entertainment industry. She does a number of different things. I can't tell you who she works with. Ooh, it's secret.
Secret.
It's secret.
It's top secret.
But she's basically a talent finder. And she finds people and she places them big people. So she's she's pretty high up on the rung there. And a lot of people don't realize that because she's so sweet and quiet and they just don't know who she is really. So, cause she kind of sits in the background,
but
and
awesome.
Not the foreground. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of people I think in the entertainment industry like that.
Mm-hmm. There are. But, she and I met through a movie producer, who's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
We met on Facebook, and we've since become actually really good friends, very good shoulders for each other when needed and things like
that's
that.
That's always good.
Yeah. But let me tell you a little bit about Pamela, and this is really important for everybody to really listen to because it's somewhat of a tearjerker, but it's not. It actually has a happy ending, so it's wonderful. Pamela has a daughter named Annie, and she's a beautiful young lady, and she's adopted.
Mm-hmm.
But when she adopted her, she actually fostered her for a little while. She adopted Annie. Annie came from a mother who was a massive drug addict and a drinker mm-hmm. during the entire time that she was pregnant. As a matter of fact, she was doing it out in the parking lot when she had her. She had to be taken cesarean section, and she had to basically detox and had to be revived several times and many things about her. But she was born with several problems.
As you can imagine, with anyone that was coming from a mother with those issues.
Yeah, the mother got pregnant from her drug dealer and got off. I have no idea how she did.
Didn't get charged with anything?
No, but, you know, I don't know.
But they took the baby away, and that's the most important part.
Eventually, they took the baby away. So, Pamela ended up, she eventually adopted her, and basically she was born with, pardon me if I say these words wrong because they're medical terms, but she was born with, she was missing the agenesis of the corpus callosum, which is born without her, the main part of your brain that makes your head, makes you be able to read, write, or talk. She was never told that she would ever be able to read, write, or talk. And when she first fostered Annie at 15 months, she only weighed 14 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And they said that she would never make it past the age of 3. And at that point, Pamela got really upset and said, well, you don't know myself and you don't know my God, and I will make this happen. I am going to care for this child, and she's going to be mine. So she took her several years to adopt her. And during that time frame, they found out that she had cerebral palsy as well. She also had a hydranephrosis, which I'm not sure. It's a kidney problem, I do believe, underdeveloped kidneys. She had underdeveloped upper respiratory, which is typical in children of that had been, you know, born to drugs or alcohol, that sort of thing. And problem with a underdeveloped lower digestive system and tract and polyps and asthma, and has been through renal failure. She had issues with both eyes. It's called sebumus. I'm not sure what that means exactly. And she had an underdeveloped heart condition. When she was born, she underwent some sort of heart surgery, which they are not allowed to know about because technically they didn't have her. She hadn't been adopted by them yet, so they don't know what exactly that was. But then she went ahead with an open heart surgery because a flap was letting oxygen out and causing her to stop breathing, and she had a hole in her heart. They decided to do an open heart surgery, and basically, in her words, praying on my knees till she made it through the surgery, and I spent my time on my knees. 20 minutes later, 15 heart surgeons came out to my side. As I kneeled praying, I loomed dumbfounded, and I looked at their faces, and none of them said a word. I stared waiting, and they said, there's been a miracle. The flap letting the oxygen out and the hole are completely gone. I stared up and said, God is a miracle. And apparently there wasn't a dry eye in the entire hospital wing. Mm. They have all cared for this child now since she was a baby.
How old is she now?
She's 20.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to have her 21st birthday. I say we because I've been invited. Yay.
Yay.
next year, we're trying to decide a couple places, but we're probably actually going to do a Vegas 21st birthday.
Oh, that would be fun.
But Annie has, during her lifetime, she has been bullied terribly, thrown to the ground, has received broken bones, broken teeth. She's had her clothes ripped. She's been called horrible names and abused horribly by children. Not too long ago, she ended up having a grand mal seizure and went into a massive coma. Her husband actually had to do CPR on her and had to do it like you would do it on a baby because Annie is very tiny and she's extremely fragile and she's clearly not 100% of a healthy child, as you can tell. But they took her in, and she came out of her coma. Mm. And she's healthy. She's well now. And during all this, what Pamela has not let people know is Pamela is actually herself going through massive kidney failure.
Oh my God.
So she has spent her time taking care of this child, working, and not letting anybody know that she is unhealthy herself, and just pouring her love and her life out on this daughter who deserved love and a life and an adoring family, mm-hmm. which she got. She said, please, I emphasize this is about Annie and not about me. And I told her, well, it is about you, because this goes to show what kind of person you are and how much love you have to give and how wonderful you are as a person. And basically, she just, I mean, this goes to show how amazing some people are, like people who keep their children who have Down syndrome, and people mm-hmm. who adopt children with, you know,
issues of all kinds.
There's also a family in my daughter's grade school who adopted. That's what they did, was adopt special needs children.
Wow.
The mother was a nurse and took care of all four of the children with special needs, and she took care of them. Pamela just spends her time just caring so much for her daughter, and she has a heart bigger than herself, and she's amazing.
Hmm.
And she wanted to get the word out that it's okay to adopt children who need this kind of help and attention, and to stop the bullying, because she's been bullied so desperately. But what people don't understand is that Annie, who was born with all these issues, actually graduated with honors.
Oh, wow.
She speaks, reads, sings. She writes music. She's talented.
Mm-hmm.
She walks well. As a matter of fact, she said that she walks better than Pamela does. So she thinks it's funny because she walks faster than she does. And so she just happens to be an absolute walking miracle. Mm-hmm. And I believe the only reason why she's a walking miracle is because of the love that she's received from her mother.
Oh, that is so sweet.
So that is why mine was going to take a little bit longer. But those are the kind of things that I really wanted people to understand and know how amazing it is to that Pamela is such an amazing woman.
That's awesome.
To have cared so much for her child.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Pamela, you are an amazing woman.
She is.
Definitely deserving of the Woman Crush of the Week.
She is. Very much wow. so.
Thank you so much.
She wants everybody to know that she's just a vessel, and that it's not her. She's just a vessel.
Oh.
So that was very important for her to put out there, and she wanted everybody to know that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. She's amazing. So I'm really happy. I'm happy she's my friend. So
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for question and answer fun?
Sure.
I've changed it up a bit.
Here we go.
Now, the last time that Carrie was on, you came and hung out afterwards, and you guys said that it would be fun if I didn't reveal the questions to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Scary, but fun.
I stole an idea from the Grace Helbig show, where she has a guest every week. That guest writes questions for the next guest. So, I have questions that Tara has left for you.
Okay.
So, are you ready? And
yeah.
I told her, you know, she's listened, and I told her a little bit about you, so she would have some context.
Tara, thank you that it was from you, because Carrie...
I know, right?
Carrie and I would be an absolute... Well, it would all be X-rated. I'm just for you people out there, it would be...
It's a good thing about podcasts.
It would be absolutely X-rated, yes.
All right. So, the first question is, what is your all-time favorite rock band?
Oh my goodness.
You gotta pick one of the children to love.
Me, that question is so hard. But I'll go with Boston.
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 That's a good choice.
Yes.
What keeps you going, helps you get up in the morning?
Well, for me, my children.
Mm.
And just knowing that I have to be strong. I mean, that's basically what keeps me going, especially under the, if anybody has been listening to my podcast, they know the stress and the things that I've been through and the things that I'm going through. And
you're a superwoman.
No, it's all the drugs I did in the 80s. Part of my brain's fried, so I'm good. Stop. Anyway, but so
she lies. She lies.
No, she's really telling the truth. No, it's just knowing that, you know, you just have to go on and succeed and
keep on keeping on.
Keeping on. Yeah, exactly.
Now, this kind of ties to our next segment, but she asked, what is the best skincare recommendation that you can give?
Always, 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 Janet, wash your makeup off at night.
I think of you every time I think I'm not going to.
At night.
That's awesome.
That's one of the best skincare regimens I mean, always take it off. Let your skin breathe.
There you go. All right. So now, like I told you the last time we were here, we're going to have, every time you're on, we're going to have the T-zone.
Okay. Right.
And so you're going to give us some tips that you want to share with the world when it comes to your knowledge in skincare and beauty, and go.
Okay. So I have one that my daughter actually found, which is pretty cool. Now, you have extremely beautiful white teeth that you're blessed with, and they're absolutely amazing.
It's all about, I got them from my dad.
Mine mine are not beautifully white. When I was a child, I had to take medication that it basically drained your teeth color. Yeah. But she found a recipe where you take a quarter cup of baking soda and you put a half a lemon in it. Mm-hmm. And then you put it on your teeth for a minute with a Q-tip. And then you rinse it out. And I believe it says once a week, but it's safe enough to do several times a week.
Even with the lemon acid?
Believe it or not, I believe the lemon acid actually opens the dentin, and then the baking soda gets in there to do the whitening.
Nice.
And so you don't want to do it every day, that's for sure. But you can do it several times, a couple times a week, you know, or once a week or whatever. But she and I, now I'm drinking red wine, so this doesn't count right now.
Okay.
But she and I both noticed a difference on the first time.
Nice.
So there's a home remedy that you can actually utilize that's really good.
Excellent.
Another one is coconut oil, which also fades. You know, coconut oil is good for everything under the sun.
Bathe in it, eat it.
Drink it, whatever. It also fades scarring, so it's actually good for scars. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know why. I don't know what exactly does it, but it's really good for fading scars. So it's actually a good treatment if you are not able to go to your doctor and get a silicone-based scar cream, which is horrifically expensive. Just use coconut oil.
There we go.
Yeah.
You're so full of knowledge.
I'm full of a lot of things. Knowledge is probably not one of them.
Yes, you just taught me some stuff. All right, time for cupcakes and balloons and what do I call it? Cupcakes and something. It's birthday time. Celebrity birthday time. It's not on our list.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. So,
we need sound effects.
I know. We've got to get those in there. I have been telling Steve, he's our producer or engineer or boyfriend. My boyfriend, not our boyfriend. That would be awkward.
He's my friend who's a boy.
Yes. That we need one of those pads where I could just hit a button. Like, boo!
Yeah, we need a fun, goofy one for our fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, birthday time. This week, actor-director Clint Eastwood turned 85 on the 31st.
Amazing,
rapper
man.
DMC turned 51.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Brooke Shields is 50. I was shocked at that. I don't know.
She looks great.
Actor Colin Farrell is 39. Now, I thought he looked older than that. It's the partying.
Colin Farrell lives a little hard.
He does.
So, yeah.
Yesterday, actor Morgan Freeman turned 78.
Oh, he is like one of my heroes.
He has one of those voices.
I love him. I love him.
Amazing voices. Yeah. Country singer Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn turned 62. Heidi Klum is 42. Singer Alanis Morissette is 41. That made me feel old.
I didn't realize she was that young.
I'm like,
and for those who don't know, Janet's a puppy and I'm not. So I'm 47.
Oh, Janet's my gosh, not. You didn't have to throw the number out
there. Oh, I don't mind throwing the number out there because you know what? I'm proud I'm robbing the cradle with my boyfriend, so because he's 38.
Wow. You go, girl.
My mom told me I have her genes, so.
That's awesome.
It's a hysterical.
You guys thing. Are both very beautiful.
Thank you. He's awesome. I like him.
Today, drummer Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones is 74. I thought you might appreciate that.
That would be rock, about right.
Rock and roll.
Yep.
Okay. Jerry Mathers of Leave It to Beaver is 67. Dana Carvey is 60.
Dana Carvey's 60? Mm-hmm. Wow. And I love him. He's hysterical.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Anderson Cooper turns 48.
And, oh, the talk show host.
The tan one. Yeah, or yeah. Not the tan. The gray-haired one.
Yes. Okay.
Country singer Jamie O'Neill is 47. On June 4th, actor Noah Wyle is 44. Russell Brand is 40. Angelina Jolie is 40. Brad Pitt robbed that cradle.
Yeah, he did.
Theo Rossi from Sons of Anarchy also turns 40. There's a lot of 40th birthdays.
Theo. Sons of Anarchy. For anybody who doesn't know, we're big fans.
Huge fans. So, hopefully they'll bring it back in a movie or something, a spinoff or... I'm okay with whatever.
Yeah, but that ending. Oh, my gosh. I just...
My heart sunk. My heart sunk. But it was not conclusive that anything happened.
Well, it was a conclusive part of it.
On June 5th, drummer Nico McBrain of Iron Maiden is 63.
Yay!
Kenny G is 59.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg is 44.
Right on, Mark. Keep the bod up.
June 6th, actress comedian Sandra Bernhard is 60. Colin Quinn is 56. I know, I was the same way, but Steve just kind of looked at me like, yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Uncle Cracker is 41. So that was cupcakes and presents. That's what I call it.
Gotcha.
Dear Lord, space it. Gotcha. Ready for some Hollywood happenings? Because we got a lot.
Hollywood has been blowing up. Crap going on, yes.
Don't call it crap, because the first story has to do with Miranda. I should just
now,
have like
Miranda
a Miranda
is
corner.
Not, no, Miranda is not crap, and yes, you're obsessed. However, for you people out there, as just so the people that on the podcast know, I'm staring at the camera and pointing and saying,
periscoping.
I have no filter. So
that's okay. That's
prepared.
Why you're on the podcast.
So here we go.
All right. I think I should probably add the Miranda corner. It seems like I'm talking to her about her once a week.
But she's awesome. And there's awesome reasons for this.
So she had a badass response to a sexist country radio exec. His name was Keith Hill. He made some statements in a recent country air check. Even though he may not have been stating his opinion and rather data, it's still... is something that Miranda could not keep silent about, and I don't blame her. So his comment was, if you want to make ratings in country radio, take females out. If you play more than 15% of females on country radio, your ratings will go down. Bull honky. So Miranda's response on Twitter was, biggest bunch of bull
shit. I'll say it. Because she said bull honky. It is shit. Let's just go with that.
That she has ever heard. She followed it up with, I'm going to do everything in my power to support and promote female singer-songwriters in country music always.
I think that's just completely messed up. Yeah, there's some hot male country people, which I have been listening to lately, I might add.
Really?
I can't.
Who you loving? You can't say stuff like that and not back it up with facts.
What are they called? I sent it to you.
Yes.
Starts with a P.
Yeah, Parmalee.
Toby Parmalee.
Yes,
I was going to say, Toby, where are you right now? He's forcing it down my throat. Yeah,
that's good. I like Toby even more.
I'm letting him do it too. It's crazy. And what was funny was Toby actually sits in with a country band that they play all kinds of music that, and they are just absolutely amazing. But I was texting my daughter. That I was actually at a country bar, and she sent me a text back, and she goes, "Who are you?
Okay?
Who are you? And what have you done with my mother?" So it was actually kind of funny.
Another thing that this DB said, he also said that female country artists are the tomatoes in the country music salad.
Just so you know,
sad.
I like tomatoes, so there.
So go, Miranda. She's like you. She doesn't have a filter.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't love need it. To.
Chris Soules and Whitney Biscoff broke up. Who? The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't watch that. But I had to read through this in order to get through it. And I have my own, opinions on that stuff.
Be careful. Tara was like this last week. She's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, why don't you bring the entertainment news next time? And she's like, okay. So we'll see.
Oh, see, I'm on the spot now. Okay, I'll bring entertainment news.
All right, that
I will take that challenge. Oh,
the biggest entertainment news this week is the whole Caitlyn reveal. Bruce Jenner?
Oh, yes. Oh, and you didn't have to skip over the whole Bachelor
thing. Was it. They broke up.
Yeah, okay. Because yeah. I don't really care because I think it's an idiotic show.
I love The Bachelor. I don't watch The Bachelorette. If Amy Schumer becomes The Bachelorette, then I will watch.
Okay, that I was on. Freaking I think awesome. That would absolutely be hysterical. Would be phenomenal. It would be perfect.
Yes, Bruce Jenner revealed his female identity yesterday, also known as Caitlyn. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was funny, on the same day Kim Kardashian's pregnancy was revealed. She's mm-hmm. going to have a second baby that's due in December with Kanye West.
Oh, isn't that cute? She has a built-in nanny. Yeah. You know, and her kid's name is what? Northwest or Southeast or whatever. You know, how messed up is that? I mean, if they have a whole slew of kids, are they going to name it like
Southwest, Northwest,
wind vane, or weather vane, yeah, whatever, you know, windmill. It's going to be something. A sunrise, sunset. It'll eventually be a Broadway play. Ugh,
the Kardashians take Broadway.
Yeah, no. That makes me want to vomit a lot. I'm sorry. I got to clean off this because it's a mess now that I just puked in my throat.
Yeah.
So
I promise, whoever's on the podcast next, I'm going to clean it.
Yeah.
There's
sorry.
Not gonna be vomit on it.
Sorry.
Last week, Tara and I spoke about how one of the Hollywood actresses had come out against all the sexism when it comes to casting. And so I had to share this next article. Maggie Gyllenhaal, who I love. I think she's amazingly talented. She recently revealed that she was turned down for a role in a movie because she was 37, which was too old to play the love interest of a 55-year-old man. Really? Thoughts? You don't have a filter.
Don't have a filter. And I was going to say, there's a lot of men who are pigs who are that age that won't go for anybody that's that age because they're too old, quote unquote. But that's your typical BS with
Hollywood.
With Hollywood, and I have some Hollywood stories myself that I had to deal with.
Oh, I'm sure, because you were a model for a while.
I was, and I was an actress. And so the thing is that back in the day when I was acting, mm-hmm. and this goes to for you avid listeners who remember when I was Carrie's crush, which. Mm-hmm. She absolutely destroyed me here.
You were tissue.
I went through the whole roll of toilet paper. I got to tell you. But what she did was, Carrie had a comment, and I'll just back up for the new listeners so they understand.
Right. Good idea.
Talking about body image and things like that, and how most people thought they were fat or they thought they were this, whatever. And I came from the opposite end of the spectrum where I was being really. Being pretty and treated like dirt because people thought I was stupid and being judged. And then when I was modeling, I was always too fat for being less than a size 4 and crazy stuff. And I actually went into several auditions to play the part of a mother, and I was told I was too pretty. I didn't fit in the mold. I was not real, quote unquote.
And you're real.
And
you're 100% real, right?
I am a mom, and I am a single mom, and I have a kid, and I'm not real, you know?
You are real. You're not fake.
And I had the casting couch calls. I had several of those.
It's just an
annoying. It's just disgusting, the stuff that I had to deal with there. So yeah, those guys are assholes, and I had to deal with them. So there you go.
It made you stronger.
It made me stronger. But what's now is they show moms on TV that are pretty. Right. And it actually pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because I think it's mean. It's like,
oh, now they can be pretty.
Oh, now they're allowed to be pretty. Mm-hmm. So what am I? Top liver?
No.
You know?
You're beautiful.
But, well, thank you. But too the point beautiful. Is the situation is that they, you know, I got treated like dirt. So.
Well, anyway. I'm not going to treat you like dirt.
I don't. You would never. You don't treat anyone like dirt.
I try not to. This I try not to.
You're full of glitters and rainbow. And not poop.
Not poop. Nope. No poop. Mary Kate and Ashley will definitely not be on the upcoming reboot of Full House. That came out, and I was sad about that because I liked Michelle on that show, but I'm not shocked. Did you watch Full House?
I watched several episodes.
There was no mom in that show.
There wasn't a mom in that show, but there was so Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse was rant, yes. I liked him too. He was one of my faves.
He was just the man candy of the show. It was that was well worth
him
it.
Him and his mullet.
Yeah. Everybody had a mullet back then.
I know.
His was at least a decent mullet. It wasn't.
It wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus.
Thank
mullet.
You. Even I was going to say that, but I was not going to.
I was
slam.
Obsessed with Billy Ray back in the day.
Okay.
Obsessed. It was like Miranda status. It was bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was okay. It was bad. I found this article and I thought this was perfect for when you were on the show. It was titled Why Society Needs to Stop Telling Women They Don't Need Makeup.
Right. And I love the fact that you sent this to me. Yes. I'm so happy with this.
So there seems to be an awful lot of advice for women when it comes to what we should or shouldn't be doing to our faces. Now, Teresa's advice on what we should be doing to our faces is like thought and educated and will help you. But there's people that are like, don't put on makeup. It's fake. It's phony. It's bad for your skin. And they're just naturalists is the word I want to use, right?
Which is so wonderful that you just use that word, because the company that I'm about ready to plug is a naturalist company. And it is a natural company, and it is one of the most beautiful makeup lines out there.
But it's makeup.
It is makeup.
Okay, I was like, crap.
And
we got to talk before we record.
I call it, and she has not utilized this one, but I call it natural glamour makeup because it's natural. It's good for your skin. It's good for your, it's anti-aging, everything. It's good for you, and it's glamorous, and it's beautiful. And I have Janet's cat on my lap again.
It's a big cat.
And I love him. He's my bestie.
So a lot of these people, like when they tell us not to wear makeup, they're under the assumption, or they're pushing the assumption, that women who choose to wear makeup do so because they have poor self-image, and any woman who wears makeup needs to in order to feel beautiful. Yeah, I admit I wear makeup and it makes me feel pretty, but I don't have to wear makeup to feel pretty.
I you know what?
I want to wear makeup.
To be honest with you, the only time I feel like I have to wear makeup is whenever I cover a zit. Yes, people, I get zits.
You get zits still?
Yeah, you should see. I've had a man explosion on my face. That's called stress, people.
Stress.
It happens. But anyway, I think that, you know, like Toby tells me, you know, he thinks I'm the most beautiful in the morning.
Aww.
And he wants... And his choice is to wake up before I do so he can see me wake up and open my eyes first thing in the morning. Because he thinks that's the most beautiful time he can ever see me.
And oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
You got to get the cat down.
Janet's cat.
The cat is rubbing against stuff. And okay, that is not Teresa rubbing against stuff.
I'm not breathing hard in here. It's, well, I was having a moment. But it's okay. I'm good now.
So I'm kind of obsessed with makeup. I love like learning about makeup and staying like, because it is kind of trendy. There's trends when it comes to makeup. I'm obsessed with YouTube. I'm obsessed with going to Ulta with Sephora to see the brand new makeup ideas and trying them out on myself.
Men have trucks. We have makeup. There you go.
There we go.
Right. So, and if you're a man with a Prius, you probably wear makeup too.
So sorry. People stop telling women that they need to not wear makeup, because if they want to, they're going to.
Yes, absolutely.
I found a very interesting tip that I wanted to share.
Can I tote yes. my oh, can I tote okay, my yes. company real quick?
All right.
Okay, so Ultra Pure Cosmetics.
Ultra Pure Cosmetics.
Ultra Pure Cosmetics. And look it up as ultrapurecosmetics.com. Is how you need to look
it's
it
all
up.
All spelled out.
Yep. Okay. ultrapurecosmetics.com. I know it's kind of long, but it is will be your wisest choice. The owner is a girl named Tracy Marshall. She's a very good friend of mine. Very okay, sweetheart. Nice. All the products are Colorado made. They're very healthy for your skin.
Is there pot in them? Because people not in Colorado, when you say Colorado made, they're going to assume there's marijuana.
I know. There's no pot. There's no THC. There's none of that, unfortunately.
It's not going to get you high. Sorry.
No, no, no. But you can smoke pot after you put your makeup on, I guess. Whatever.
Only if you're in Colorado and Washington and any other state. But.
And whatever. Yeah, you're allowed to. Or not, or you
or
hide,
not.
Or you hide in your basement
again,
and hide from your
you
parents.
If you want to wear makeup, wear
okay,
makeup.
Okay, so
if
wear
you
makeup.
Smoke pot, smoke pot. But I'm not going to be smoking pot.
Okay, so I'm not answering that. Anyway, so so ultrapurecosmetics.com has a deal for two girls and a bottle of wine.
Oh, we have a deal.
We have a deal.
Ultrapurecosmetics.com.
Yes, if you go on and you do any purchases mm-hmm. this week. Any purchases from now until Sunday
okay.
is if you put in T2.
T? The letter T.
The number two. You get okay. 15% off your entire purchase.
Huge. So, thank you, ultrapurecosmetics.com.
Yeah, and thank you, Tracy. And all the dyes are plant-based dyes. Everything's super clean, vegan, mostly gluten-free.
Why do you need gluten-free makeup, Teresa?
Because people who have severe gluten allergies actually can't even have gluten come into contact with their skin.
I didn't know that.
As
okay,
well.
Because I've seen makeup say that, and I always chuckle like, God, everything needs to be gluten-free.
Well,
I didn't know that.
And unfortunately, that's because of our world now. Our world is so destroyed from, you know, the massive recreation of grains and things mm-hmm. that our bodies are not used to, and chemicals and the petrochemicals and things like that. We've caused our own allergies to be so bad that these people cannot function anymore without gluten. I mean, with gluten. So hers, she purposely made hers gluten-free to be very
That's awesome.
Careful. Yeah. I'm allergic to red dye.
My sister-in-law is as well.
She can wear any of the eye colors.
She doesn't wear makeup.
Any of this makeup.
But yeah.
Send her to me. I got this hooked up. I'll fix her up.
Okay.
But I have absolutely no problems with any color derived from a red dye color with her at all. I can wear purples. I can wear any of the brick tones, anything. And I have absolutely no problems with it whatsoever.
Wow. So yeah. Can you eat red dye? You can't eat red dye. Because my sister-in-law she can't digest red dye.
I'm not absolutely positive, but because I have a digestive problem, it mm-hmm. could be one of my triggers.
Ah.
It very well could be part of one of my triggers. Hmm. So.
And again, I didn't know red dye was in makeup.
Well, yeah. Well, red lipstick.
Right. But I thought maybe they used flowers or I don't know. I don't know the name.
Tracy does. UltraPureCosmetics.com does.
T2, 15% off until
T2,
Sunday.
T2, 15% off.
Sunday the 7th.
And she has travel sizes of her skincare, I might add, which is amazing. And when your face is broken out like mine and you use her, mint cleanser. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
I love the smell of mint. I love the taste of mint. I bet I would love the feel of mint on my face.
You would. It's an exfoliating cleanser. Mm. It's awesome. And it smells so good.
UltraPureCosmetics.com.
15% off T2.
Until Sunday the 7th.
Right.
All right. Awesome.
She'll probably push that out a little bit longer, but we won't tell anybody that right now.
All right. So now it's tip for the day. Ready?
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts Blueberry Muffin has as much sugar as two and a half scoops of Ben & Jerry's vanilla ice cream. Did you know that?
Well, if I'm going to do that, I might as well eat the ice cream.
Right. That's what I was saying.
You know?
This came along with this next article that I want to talk about, the 14 healthiest foods for your pantry. And I know that people might be tired of me talking about stuff like this, but I think it's a great reminder to myself and to everybody else, because I know what's good for me. I know, but I tend to veer off the good path and go for the crap path. And I have to, it's like a constant reminder.
Well, it's like yesterday we took the girls to Elitch's and I immediately wanted green chili cheese fries and we headed straight there before we rode any rides. So I think we're all kind of that way.
Right. But I need constant reminders of what needs to be in my pantry so that maybe I won't buy the stuff that doesn't need to be in my pantry. So here I go.
Yeah, still not going to happen, but just go with it anyway.
So I'm gonna talk about the oils and vinegars and right. Then you'll talk about the next one, okay?
Okay?
So oils and vinegars and condiments.
All right.
Number one, apple cider vinegar. If you only buy one vinegar, make it this one. Mm-hmm. It can not only be used to whip up healthy, fat-fighting marinades and salad dressings, but also produce proteins inside the body that incinerate fat, making it an invaluable tool in your weight loss arsenal.
And it also boosts your immune system, which I bet you didn't know.
I did not.
Because it's actually people, it's not an old wives' tale. It actually does work. Is the fact that if you take – now, my mom used to put apple cider vinegar and honey in a tea, which made me want to vomit because I kept having to drink it. So instead, if you just take a teaspoon of it – I know it's gross, people, but just deal with it. Take it. It actually really actually does help kick your immune system back into place.
If I could and, just get shots of it.
And it does burn fat. Oh,
I don't like
speaking
it
of,
my,
no. I will be doing –
some BB
butt shots are coming back to It's a Girl Thing and TTS. So
cool.
we will be doing those. So anybody who needs
some vitamin B in the
vitamin
area.
B and amino acids, and those also have lipotropic weight loss in them.
Mm-hmm.
Call me, I'll shoot you in the butt.
Yes.
Let's make it happen.
The next condiment is coconut oil, which we talked about last time you were here. Tablespoon
yes.
a day.
Yep.
Helps with everything. Mustard is also another one. About a year ago, I replaced my mayonnaise with mustard. It was hard because I wasn't a mustard fan, but it is so much healthier for you. It's got a distinct flavor. Eating just one teaspoon of the stuff can boost your calorie burning furnace by up to 25% for several hours after you consume it.
Well, and you know, the thing is too about, I know you said I think I might have got ahead of myself. Anyway, so mustard is awesome.
Yay!
I did get ahead of myself. I'm sorry, people.
You get to talk about the seasonings.
I read ahead. Okay, then I'll. Okay. So seasonings, like cinnamon.
I add cinnamon to everything.
And cinnamon, and my mother always has since she was a child, actually, to mm-hmm. her oatmeal because of this specific reason. The sweet spice improves insulin sensitivity, and when you consume it along with something sweet, less of the sugar you eat is absorbed as fat, and it's also shown to enhance cognitive processing and brain function. And you can sprinkle it into coffee, pancakes, chili, oats, or Greek yogurt. And it's versatile. And cinnamon, along with the next one that we are going to say, also has fat-burning qualities, which is chili powder.
Chili powder.
So I actually did my homework. Did you
Good
notice
job.
That?
I'm very happy
that?
For you. Yes.
I actually had a flow. Who'd have ever freaking thought, right? Okay. I got a clap.
If I had the applause button.
Whee!
Yes.
Okay. Studies suggest that this red hot spice can do everything from lower blood pressure to clear up sinus inflammation. But fiery capsaicin, the compound that gives chilies their kick, is best known for its ability to alter key proteins found in fat. And after we eat it, scientists say it boosts metabolic rate and decreases appetite, aiding in weight loss. Also, green chilies. Mm-hmm. I might add, have more vitamin C than six oranges do. So
I didn't know that.
If you like green chili, I'm saying throw that sucker in there. And I'm a huge fan. So the next one is black pepper. And just about every savory recipe calls for pepper. It's also a good idea to keep it on hand because recent animal studies sorry, animal activist, also suggests that pepperin, a powerful black pepper compound, and that's a healthy study, I might add, may be able to decrease inflammation. Sorry, Janet.
As, making me feel bad.
As stop the formation of new fat cells, resulting in less body fat and lower cholesterol levels. So black pepper is good.
It's awesome. If you
pepper it up.
Canned goods and bottled items. Canned tuna is awesome. If you don't eat it regularly, tuna is a great protein staple to keep stocked. When you realize you've run out of the fresh chicken breasts and you're in need of a post-workout hit of protein, you'll be glad it's there. You don't douse it with mayo if weight loss is your goal. Eat it plain or mix it with a bit of black pepper and balsamic vinegar if you need a bit of flavor.
Okay, there's where I was going to interject. There actually is a mayo that's made out of olive oil.
Yes, you just have to be careful.
You just have to watch. It's all about moderation. Yeah, it is. It's about moderation. So if you get the olive oil one, it's actually healthier for you. So
this next one I was a little surprised with, and I am running out to get this because I love marinara sauce. Love it. I would have it on my salad. I would have it on my chicken. I would have it on anything. I love marinara. So it serves up lipopene, a powerful antioxidant that fights off DNA damaging free radicals. It also brings a delicious flavor to a variety of dishes ranging from pizzas and pastas to chicken and beef entrees. Look for brands that use tomatoes, garlic, basil, olive oil, and nothing else really.
Oh, and hey, country music industry, guess what marinara sauce is made out of? Tomatoes. F you.
Look at you. And this article recommended ragu light, no sugar, with added tomato and basil. So
nice.
Guess what's on my shopping list for this weekend?
I'm not a huge marinara fan. I do like white sauce, but I actually make my own marinara sauce at home. So Yeah, so I just don't usually get the canned kind. I think that's what I don't like.
I grew up on ragu.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot of sugar in ragu.
And see, I didn't even know that until recently. And it actually just before this, but I didn't even know that. But they put sugar in everything.
You get to talk about nuts.
Yay, I get to talk about nuts. How unlike me.
I pulled that out.
I get to talk to nuts and dark chocolate together.
That's a good
okay,
combo.
Okay, so let me clear my mind and get back onto the script.
Focus, if you focus.
Toby, I got to call you later. If you only have one room in your budget for one type of nut, make it a walnut.
Or a Toby nut.
Thanks to.
Sorry.
Actually, I can't even do it on here.
Next.
Anyway, okay. Thanks to antioxidants and omega-3 acids.
This nut is shaped like a brain.
It's shaped like a brain, right.
And
this tree nut significantly reduced the risk of heart disease. In fact, consuming just 1 ounce of walnuts 5 times a week can slash heart disease risk by nearly 40%. It's also rich in fiber and protein. Also, munching on walnuts can help quell, where'd you come up with that word? Quell hunger pangs and promote a healthy hunger weight, or a healthy weight. Quell, that's a word we need to add that to your repertoire. Quell.
I'm going to quell ya.
I had some quelling for you. All right, so dark chocolate.
Do you like dark chocolate? You don't have a sweet tooth.
I don't, but dark chocolate I could live on.
Awesome.
I love dark chocolate.
It's something I just recently acquired a taste for. A year ago, I would have been like, no.
It does, because it's not sweet, and it does have a little bit of a bitter side, but it's really good. So, in addition to making our taste buds sing, dark chocolate can also zap excess body fat and whittle away the waistline when eaten in moderation.
Moderation, people.
Darn it. So, when you melt it and drip it onto your walnuts.
There you go.
That's in moderation. And then you can work it off. Keep a bar with at least 70% of cacao in your kitchen and break off a bite when the craving for something sweet strikes. Man, my mind's in the gutter right now.
Sorry.
Along with some fresh fruit dark chocolate savings. Also make a great addition to overnight oats and Greek yogurt.
Okay, collect yourself. Get those disinfectant wipes out and clean your mind. I'm going to talk about grains it
actually,
and legumes.
Actually, part of it goes back to a sexy stew Sunday photograph, which I will talk to you about after we're off the air.
All right. So for grains and legumes, quinoa, which Steve and I have been eating a lot
of
lately.
Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Sprouted grain bread is also something to have on hand. Steel cut oatmeal, and then beans of any kind. So
I think you should read that, though, because they need to know. A lot of people are afraid to eat beans, but explain how it works in the system.
So beans might make you a little tooty, like gassy-wise, but that's no reason to keep beans out of your pantry. They're a great source of vegan protein and fiber, two nutrients that can ward off high cholesterol and constipation and help you stay slim. Plus, they can be added to rice, salads, and soups, or used to make homemade dip. In fact, the more you eat them, experts say we should consume up to 3 cups a week, the less likely you are to experience belly trouble. Women in the office
that
whose
part
skin...
was that. Yeah. I was messed. Okay. So, the part with the belly trouble I was going to say was I was raised on pinto beans and I do not have a problem with, I'm just going to say it, people. I don't fart on pinto beans. Okay. Just saying. But it's because I was raised on them and your body does have a tolerance to them and they're good for your body and you really do need to eat them. So
do we want to talk about Sexy Shoe Sunday? Not the specific
that
thing
particular
were,
thing
we
cannot
direct
talk
people
about
to Sexy Shoe Sunday's page.
Sexy Shoe Sunday is now a page, but you have to be invited to it. So you have to get on because there's a reason why. It was because we're warding off the evil people,
the evil spirits of shoes.
For some reason, yes, we've got out our sage sticks and, you know, whatever, putting salt around our doors, whatever you do. Anyway, the point is that we have been all now, at least three of us have been flagged for our sexy shoes.
That's ridiculous. They're
I don't
shoes.
Even know why.
They're shoes.
We've been flagged. So we now have a site, Sexy Shoe Sunday site.
It's those internet trolls.
So if you want to be on it, you can message us and we will invite you.
Teresa Terry.
Yes, Teresa Terry. You can you just message me and I will invite you.
Yes.
But message me. Don't necessarily friend request me. Message me first. Because right. I do filter those, too. So just saying. Nothing
I'm
against anybody.
I accept everyone if they're in the United States. Now, if they're outside the United States.
Well, that's kind of the part of the reason why I don't, like, yeah, I've seen some stuff.
Yeah.
Some weird stuff show up. People who have no profile pictures.
Right.
People who all they want to do is flip off the camera. I don't accept that.
Right. Yes. Those
you know,
I avoid.
I know I have no filter, but honestly, there is some taste involved in certain things. So,
so whatever. Where can people find you? Like, do you have a website that you would like to direct them to?
Toxic Twins PR. Toxic
it's on
Twins
Facebook.
PR. No, we have ToxicTwinsPR.com.
Okay, that's right.
Toxic Twins PR. Teresa Terry on Facebook. T Squared on. You can find me on Instagram. And my Twitter account, I still have not figured out. I have like three of them now, and I still haven't figured out what my name is on Twitter, but I'm on there.
You're working on it. Maybe
now
next
I'm
time.
There somewhere. You'll find me. I just don't know what my name is on there, but I have an Instagram, and it is T Squared. So
perfect.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on.
I'm building my social network.
You are.
Slowly.
Okay. So about a year ago is when I started having you on. It's been almost a year.
Oh my God.
I know.
Really?
Time flies.
It has been.
And
crazy.
I feel like you have progressed greatly when it comes to your social media. So
I have.
You're doing great.
Because I now have more than one.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. All right. We'll have you on again very, very soon.
I'm here when you call.
You're
so.
Not moving away from me.
No.
Okay.
We're not breaking up and we're not just
Yay!
Friends. I'm not just friend zoning you.
Oh,
I'm not
that's
just,
good.
Yeah, none of that.
Good deal. Because we love you on the
I'm
podcast.
Not going to call you and say, we need to talk.
it's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me.
Right.
Oh my God. Worst line you could ever give anybody.
It should be outlawed.
Yes.
Outlawed.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Well, you guys have a great week and we'll see you again next week.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon.